Since the year 2000, the church has combined her Easter celebration with the recognition of God's great mercy, a mercy that has restored our relationship with the Lord, a mercy that allows us entry into everlasting life. Thus, we have the Sunday after Easter celebrated throughout the church as Divine Mercy Sunday. Today's readings fit this theme. Both the first and second readings tell how people live peaceful and blessed lives as they rejoice in the Lord. In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard how those early Christians lived together, worshiping, sharing meals, and living in community, living a Christ-inspired life, inspiring others to devote themselves to the Lord. The first reading from the letter of Peter, also speaks of great blessings that God has bestowed to his people. To us, he has given us the resurrection of his Son. He has given us a new birth to a living hope. He has given us an offering, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, keeping us closer to God and leading us ultimately to eternal life, to eternal salvation. And our gospel passage from John this morning shows God's mercy in action. Jesus appears to his disciples for the first time after his resurrection. He wishes them peace, and he assures them that he has truly died and has been raised from the dead. Jesus has fulfilled his promise to them, and his presence among them solidifies all the teachings that he has given them as they did the Father's work together. Then, through his own breath, Jesus passes on to his apostles the Holy Spirit, giving them, mere mortals, the ability to forgive sin in his name. In this way, Jesus commissions them to take an active role in imparting divine mercy on those they serve in God's name. Finally, we heard the story of Thomas. This gives us a concrete example of divine mercy. Thomas could not believe in the resurrection unless he saw evidence. Jesus accepts this weakness of faith and accommodates Thomas's doubting, his unbelief. This loving acceptance is an integral part of divine mercy. Thomas represents us and our various weaknesses. As he did with Thomas, Jesus strengthens us when we have doubts, raising each of us above our human frailties, and through his mercy, bringing us into a closer communion with his Father. What love is this? What mercy the Lord showers upon us. My brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the wonder of such mercy and love, let us show our gratitude by living as Jesus taught us, loving one another and showing mercy to those we encounter each day. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.